It's all about her. Her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Well, she did it again, Michelle. Angelina Jolie. Yep. She, 2 years ago, she revealed that she'd undergone a preventative double mastectomy because she carries the breast cancer gene, and it's all over her family. And then, boom, another bombshell 2 years after that. And very recently, she had her ovaries and fallopian tubes removed, and this just started the firestorm that's been all over your wonderful website, Empower Her, all over the radio and television. What is going on? Women asking 1.5 million questions. So we have our go-to expert on all things women's health, Dr. Phil Sorrell. And Dr. Sorrell, Phil, we're so happy you're back on Her Radio because we have some really important questions here, and we want to make certain that women out there understand what happened with Angelina Jolie. So let's just start right in with that. What was all this about?
What this is all about is related to your previous speaker. This is related to Angelina Jolie doing one of the bravest and most courageous things a person can do. And that is to go ahead with surgery to remove cells from her body that could become cancer because of her family history and replace the missing hormone so that she wouldn't suffer the results of a surgical menopause. So let's back up a second. Remember, the history in the family, her family, is of three close relatives, including her mother, dying of either breast cancer or ovarian cancer.
Right.
2 years ago, she had her breasts removed. She was followed subsequently, and it was determined that because of the three members of her family having died of those diseases and her having the genetic predisposition, she could also develop cancer in her ovaries. But listen to what she did. She gathered information. She became an authority on her own. She made a rational decision. The decision was take out the ovaries and tubes, the place where a cancer could occur, but replace the missing hormone. Now, it may be a little bit controversial that she held on to her uterus. I personally agree with her having done that. I think that by keeping her uterus and putting a progesterone IUD to protect the lining of the uterus, then she can get all the benefits from her estrogen patch and not have to worry about complications in the uterus. And the uterus being there will help to support her bladder, to support her vagina, and it may also be, for her, important in her sex response. So I think all things considered, this woman came to an extremely mature decision. She had to go through lots of different data, things that usually are confusing, and the facts are often are obscured, but I think she overcame that. Obviously, she had good advice, but she's got a good head on her shoulders. And when you talk about, as you did with the last speaker, loving yourself. The first self is your body self. And her taking care of her body and being there for her husband and for her children in the decades to come, I think is the most important thing. Just that little thing of replacing the estrogen patch. Well, if she hadn't done that at age 39 without ovaries and without her ovarian estrogen, her risk of a heart attack, her risk of a hip fracture, her risk of being hospitalized for a suicide attempt would be tripled. By just replacing that missing estrogen, she totally eliminates that risk of a heart attack, risk of a fracture, risk of psychiatric complications. Isn't that
remarkable? I was happy to see that, Phil, in the article when she talks about the patch. And you and I have had many conversations, as has Pam. We've all had conversations about the estrogen patch. And I do believe that. I thought her leaving her her uterus in place was such a fascinating thing that I really hadn't thought much about before, but I thought it was really smart that she did that. She got really great help and advice, and then she ultimately made the decision and then shared it with everybody, which I think is hugely powerful and is exactly what we're all trying to do when we, you know, like I started a company, Empower because of this. So let's talk a little bit about, so we kind of know, you've talked about the procedure, but depending on a woman's age, should she wait on having this type of procedure? For example, you know, if you're young and still want to have children, so what do you do?
Well, you know, Angelina Jolie makes it very clear in her op-ed article in the New York Times that hers was an individual decision. She understands she has her family. She's had three children natural by her own, through her own uterus and her own reproductive system, and I believe three more through adoption. For a woman in her late 30s who faced her situation, who had no children and who might want to have the potential for children, you might have waited a little longer. But there was a guideline for her. And the guideline or a guidance for her, her mother died, one of the close relatives died at age 49, and she was now age 39. So she was within that 10-year window when, in fact, the cancer in the ovaries could have developed at almost any time. And her advisor said, well, you know, we think that that's important information. So when you put all of this together, Angelina, this is the best decision for you. It would be different for someone else. And hers is a wonderful case, emphasizing how important it is in making a medical decision that the care be individualized.
I think that that's so terribly important. You know, as a fellow physician, I've seen, you know, so many variants on people's stories and their needs. And you really have to sit down and spend time with each woman and maybe their family, whatever she wishes, to be able to understand what's going to work best for them, because this is so complex. It's also emotional. Have you already had children? Have you not? What's the fear factor going on in your life? Because that's stressful in and of itself. I've had plenty of young, you know, women who've been diagnosed at the age of 32 and 35, and this is a very tough disease to deal with. And I think what you've done, Phil, is you've really helped us understand some of the, you know, framework that physicians and women, you know, are using to help navigate these very stormy waters. And I think you brought up something huge that Michelle and I talk about a lot, and that is Angelina really sat down, did her homework, was her
knowledge
best
is power,
advocate.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Talk about empower her. I mean, she really did her homework, and she understood the pros and cons.
Just imagine under stress like that, facing a life situation such as hers. You know, all of the kinds of things. It would have been more common for her to have an irrational decision. Most people under stress like that are irrational.
Right.
She came to a very rational decision.
And that was
good
excellent. And that's something that Michelle and I and you, Phil, really congratulate her for. Kudos to her. And I really think she set an example for other women. They need to take this individually. There's no question about it. I want to thank Dr. Phil Sorrell, our go-to expert on all things women's health, to help us parse apart what's going on with this Angelina phenomenon. Thank you, Dr. Sorrell, for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
Ladies, knowledge is power, so make sure you have information and resources to help you. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. Stay well.